and give it a go, and that's all you can do.
All right, excellent. Let's Steve, let's talk to you about Runcorn. You left Paddy and recently had great success down there at the Arbories. You got them into the league. What's it been like then at Runcorn?
It's been fantastic, to be honest. It's, you know, no disrespect to Paddy and who have left. They're a lovely club. I'd like to think, you know, I've left one or two friends behind, you know, people like the physio, well, who's not there now, Derek Cavanna, he's moved on to Kendal, you know, a great bloke. The new lad that's took over as the manager, Anthony McCluskey, I'm sure he'll, you know, he's still looking for his first win, but I'm sure it's just round the corner. I watched him on Wednesday against Kirkham, and to be fair, they were unlucky. But I've moved on to what I'd like to think, like I say, no disrespect, is a proper football club now, you know.
What makes you say that, though? Well, I mean, why is it different? What makes it a proper football club?
It's just things like, I mean, at Paddy Mick was like a one-man band with Alan Smith, you know, but when I've walked into Runclaw and there's a sports therapist, a team doctor, a club doctor, two physios, you know, a secretary. Oh, it's just amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. I mean, we played at home last week, and 20 minutes before you go into the dressing room to meet the players, you go into the boardroom and have a coffee with the chairman and sit down and meet the match day sponsors and the match ball sponsors, and it's just things like that, you know. Somebody comes in the dressing room afterwards and takes the kit and washes the kit for it. It's just fantastic, you know. And to be fair, the players that I've inherited, you know, sometimes you go to a new club and you take five or six players with you that you know, and you feel like, you know, you've got a bit of backing. But I've gone in there with just one new player, and the players have responded absolutely fantastically well. You know, they're turning up for training. I think, not having a pop at the previous manager at Runcorn, but I think the last training session they did, three players turned up and he sent them on a 25-minute run. You know, we had 21 there the other night.
Some of the league stuff, really.
Yeah.
To be honest,
I mean, and to be honest, the first game we had at Cheadle in the Cup, which we unfortunately lost in the last minute, the players turned up like a Sunday League outfit, jeans and T-shirts, and you know me, and I put a stop to it straight away. Unfortunately, I like to turn up in tracksuits, all the same tracksuits, but we're not going to get tracksuits from now till the end of the season. So
shirt and tie, mate.
We're now wearing shirt and ties.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I prefer shirt and tie, to be honest, but there you go.
But it's little things like that, you know, that the players have responded to. The club captain's come up to me, like, or Tom Board, and said, yeah, you know, we're really behind you, and we're glad you've come in and changed the way that we used to think, and we don't think that way now, and it's much more professional now than it was before. So that's why I think it's a proper football club. I think now that I'm in the results business now, you know, I think if you go on I've only been on it once or twice, the website with the fans forum, the fans are behind me so far, and the reception I got off the fans at Cheadle when I walked out, I didn't know what to do, to be honest. You know, you walk out, there's 160 spectators there chanting your name.
Blow them a kiss, Stevie, blow them a kiss.
Me badge. I kissed the badge. It was just something, you know, that'll stay with me for a long, long time, and you know, we played the first home game last week at Witton, and you know, they're chanting your name as you come out, and it's just so nice, you know. And hopefully I can repay them the faith that they've put in me and go on to get a trophy or two in the next couple of years.
I mean, the thing is, Steve, like you said there, I mean, you really don't want to walk in and start alienating everybody and dropping people, and before you've had a look and bringing people in, you need to have a look, don't you? Have a look what you've got and see what.
Yeah.
A bit of a learning curve for the rest of the season and see what you've got.
I mean, I don't think they'll get relegated. We don't think we'll get relegated. You know, I think we're quite safe, hopefully, and we're not going to win the league. So we had no game last week, so we arranged a friendly so I could look at one or two players that, you know, hadn't featured, and we learnt things from that, you know. We won the game as well, which is nice. We've won 2-2 now, so we're on a little bit of a roll. I'm looking forward to Ramsbottom tomorrow.
Okay, we're going to talk more in just a second. We're just going to nip off back to Dublin. Our live guests tonight, Steve Wilkes, the Runcorn manager, David Innes, the Turton chairman, and Ian McGarry. And Ian, we're just talking there to Steve about Runcorn. Steve, how big a wrench was it leaving Paddy Irwin and starting in here? Was it something, did you feel you needed a new challenge at this stage in your career?
I wasn't looking to leave. You know, Runcorn got in touch with Paddy and asked if they could approach me. which when they did, obviously then you know, I thought I'd speak to him, and once I'd spoke to him, it was, you know, I wanted to go because of the potential, the infrastructure in the club. You know, they're building a brand new 2,200-seater all-seater stadium back in Runcorn, which will start next season. So it was a massive wrench. Like I say, there's, you know, I've left a lot of good players there, a lot of friends there. You know, people like Gene, who's 86, who works, you know, gives you teas and coffees, who used to send me children Christmas cards and Christmas presents and birthday presents. To leave people like that behind is hard work, but you have to do it if you want to progress. And I think it is a big challenge. And hopefully, I'm challenging myself now to see if I can. You know, I've done 10 years in the Division 2. And now I want to progress and see if I can and move Runcorn back to where they belong, because I do believe they are one of the best non-league clubs in the country.
Okay, we're going to talk to Neil Hart, the Ramsbottom manager, who, of course, you play Ramsbottom tomorrow. I mean, just finally, what is the main differences in the step up? Or I mean, you talked about the difference in you know, your perception of the difference in the two clubs and the way that they're run. What about football wise? How different are the two clubs?
Well, I've only had two games, so yeah. I'm still finding my feet, to be honest. The first game was against a Division 2 side, Cheadle, when we lost in the Cup. The week after that, we played Clossop and played very well and won 2-0. So I'm still finding my feet. I just think, like, no disrespect to Division 2, I think that the standard of football is that little bit better. There's not a big difference, I must admit, but I just think... that there's a lot more physical football in the first division than in the second division.
There's three or four clubs that are a lot better than the other side, if you know what, in the real.
That's where I want to get Runcorn too. You know, I want to be one of the top two or three next season, and hopefully in the summer we can bring one or two players in, and move the club forward and try and get it back where it belongs.
You got FC United in your division as well, have you?
No, they're unfortunately
they've moved on and upwards, haven't they?
Yeah. We'll catch them in a couple of years.
I'm a bit surprised they're not having all their own way now, are they?
No, not at all.
Actually,
we're going to be watching them tomorrow because Simon Sandiford, our roving non-league reporter, will be off to Gig Lane with the posh equipment as well. We're going to give him the old ISDN kit rather than the mobile phone. So he'll be watching FC United against Skelmersdale. So we'll bring you reports on that tomorrow afternoon.
How come I have to make do with back in my Woodbine packet?
Mike Bassett, football manager. Benson and Edges.
That's where I wrap my team sheets on. That's why I pick my team.
Brilliant. Okay, we're going to talk as well very shortly again.